Welcome to your support group podcast, home of the number one podcast that supports you and what you like to do. As always, it's Kenny and it's Q. I'm sorry. I get a little bit excited sometimes. So today, Q is going to share her breakfast recipes with everybody. No, I'm just playing. Look. Breakfast is an important part of your day. Just because Q ate yesterday doesn't mean that she has to eat today. But she ate today because breakfast is an important part of an everything.
Yeah, it's best if I eat, because if I don't, then I'm not responsible for the behavior that comes from me when I'm hangry.
Oh, so you get hangry. My wife get hangry too. It is not nice. It is not nice. She basically tells you everything about yourself except for that you're the son of God.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't too much mess with her. When she says, I'm hungry, that's where we go. We go to go get the food. Yeah. But today, I was thinking to myself, what do I despise? And an old person thought came to me, but I can't say it on YouTube.
Oh.
So what do I despise? And flies.
Right.
Okay. So I'm not going to say it on YouTube, but what we will discuss today, we will be talking about people that we despise, basically. From that nosy neighbor down the street to that overcaring Karen that you just would love to get rid of out of your life. But we're going to talk about those people today, and we're going to have fun with this one, because that's what we do. We talk about life, have fun, and take the serious points from it. So let's cue the intro. Let's get into it. Alrighty, so Q, that was random. Looked like that strawberry lemonade cereal is really kicking in. The no frills cereal, I'm telling you, you gotta try it. It's at Walmart. It is strawberry lemonade cereal. Gotta get you some. It's no frills. It costs like $2 a box. It's the best cereal I had. It's like Kix from back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's pretty dope. And it's not too sweet, which surprised me, because I thought no frills cereal would be tons of sugar. But nah, the cereal's kind of premium tasting. And it's a little secret. I'll talk about it one day, about no frills stuff and the real thing. But so I was thinking today about this person. And the way that they did this, it was really cool, but at the same time, kind of, you know? Excuse me. It was really cool, and then it was kind of, I hate when I see people shoot a whack line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the line wasn't whack. The line was actually pretty good. But what he did afterwards and in between that line kind of bothered me. So I was at the store, and this guy came in. This young lady was at the counter. This guy came in, and he was like, hey, you got everything you need? And she was like, yep. And he was like, are you sure? That's me looking at her butt. That's what he did. He went straight to her butt while he's talking to her. And he did it so harshly that she looked behind herself and thought she had dropped something.
Yeah.
I'm a big stickler for eye contact. And I know that a lot of females are. So when I seen that, I was like, you're not going to get far. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like you like virtual sexual.
Yeah. Gross.
And the fact that he did it so harshly that she actually looked down on the ground to see if she dropped something.
Like, you not even dope, smooth though. With it. Like, go sit down. Have several seats, sir.
The line was dope, though. The line was dope. The delivery, the line was dope, everything. Because he came in with energy. By the way, he pulled up listening to Tupac. That tells you what kind of era he came from. So he pulled up bumping Tupac. I was like, oh, man, this dude about to be on something. So I just immediately perked up and just looked around. I was like, okay, let's see what he come in the store with. And that's what he came in the store with. So as a female, does that work?
Not for me, it
doesn't. Did you forget something? Did you get everything you needed to get from the store?
Like, ew, gross.
I think the line was pretty dope. I think the way he delivered it was just wrong, but I think the line was pretty dope. But I despise when dudes, and females too, do a heavy gawk.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, try to look at your soul like, hold up, what's going on here?
Right. To me, that is, I feel like I've been hard. Like, what are you doing? Like, I don't like when guys look too hard. Like, you all up on my, I barely got anything up here. What is you looking at? And even if I was well endowed, why are you doing the most? Calm yourself down, sir. And even when women do it to men, like looking at, like, you know, when it's gray sweatpants season and women are all like checking out the men's packages and stuff, it's like, don't do that either. Calm yourself down. There's a way you can look without, you know, salivating at the mouth and stuff, looking like a rabid dog.
Yeah, like when I do shows, I have on dress pants. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, because the way the show is set up, a lot of times I'm standing up and I'm talking, but the crowd is like right there. And a lot of times I see ladies, they looking down and they talking amongst themselves. And it's like, do I stop what I'm doing? Because I'm in the middle of, you know, I'm in the middle of this play or this activity. And then interact with them and see what the hell they talking about. Because like, you staring at me in the area, like, the only person should be worried about what's going on there is my wife. It bothers me, you know what I'm saying? Like glance and look away.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the way I was always taught.
And then, you know, but don't be, you know, just gone.
Yeah, like y'all sitting up there having a whole conversation like, wow, that guy is really like holding there. Look at him. Is it just swinging? Oh no, it's... He must wear boxer briefs. Yeah, those are boxer briefs. Well, you wonder what color they are? Yeah, is that purple? Wow. Like, I'm a Tiger Woods at a golf event or something like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I was always taught, as a gentleman, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to look at a woman, do like this, say, That's that.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, you've basically seen all you're gonna see. What you gonna see?
Right. Like, you don't have to be gross about it.
Oh, man, it's scary. It's just scary when you think about it. You know what I'm saying? And I've walked in the stores with my children, you know what I'm saying? And I got a pretty tall teenage daughter. And she has a flatty patty, okay? she don't have a lot back there. Okay? she's more hippie,
yeah.
But she doesn't have a lot back there. But she got a lot in the front. And I've caught a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? A lot of this, and I'm right there with them. Like, you see something you like?
Right. Yeah.
Let me help you with your eyes. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Yeah, these are the eyes that gave her those eyes that you're staring at. Yeah. But the next person on my list, and I know you probably got some people on your list, is nosy people. And I'm not even talking about the kind of nosy, like the follow a famous person nosy. I'm talking about the nosy person that tries to interrogate you on the sly. You ever been interrogated on the sly by a person? Yeah. Especially some people in your family. Like, oh, yeah. So how old? Wow. So you was divorced then? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So when did y'all get back together? No, mug. Like, nobody, like, how are you getting all these assumptions up out of your interrogation? Like, you know, oh, so, yeah, you said you were sick yesterday and you wasn't coming by. Oh, so then you went to the store? So you wasn't that sick, was you? What did you get from the store?
My whole thing is, I treat people like that, it's like, and I know sometimes people might think that I have an attitude, which I probably do, but if I don't really know you like that, don't be asking me no questions. Don't be asking about how much money I make or how much I pay for my car. I bought it. That's all you need to know. You don't need to know what my credit score is. I got the car. So now I'll tell you that it was good enough to get the car. You know, like, don't be asking for details and stuff. That's not your business. What are you doing? Like, so, and there's some people that really feel like they are bold enough to ask you those questions. I mean, even if we related, if I have not seen you in 5 years, that does not give you access to personal detailed information. Like, I literally don't know you like that.
Right. Right. Like, you shouldn't be asking me how much you... Dang, that's a nice car. How much you paid for that?
Right.
Now I feel like you count my pockets. Now I feel like we might have an issue.
Yeah, and that's the part that...
might have an issue.
Where it becomes kind of like, why are you asking me these questions? What is the intent and purpose of this line of questioning? Because next thing you know, it's like, well, you could afford it. You got all that money, huh? You know, and it's like they start throwing like these little side jabs and you're just sitting there like, you don't know what I had to do to get that car. You don't know what I had to do to go on that vacation. So I'm going to need you to have several seats.
Exactly. Or they'd be like, hey, you coming on a family vacation? Yeah, so you can afford to pay for your whole joint. You ain't got to go in with nobody. I'm trying to get like you.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. Because like you said, you don't know what a person had to go through. You know what I'm saying? The work they had to put in on their credit. All that. Like, you don't know how much money, how much sacrifice they had to make in order to, like, save up to get to what they wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of work that goes into a lot of things that people don't see. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, just because you see the end result doesn't mean that that's how it is. If you really want to know how they got there, then ask that. Don't ask some questions about how much did that cost or where did you get that from or who helped you with that.
Right. Well,
oh, man. Somebody asked me, you say, who co-signed for that?
Like, your wow. Mama.
Your mama co-signed for it. Now, fight me.
Right.
Fight me.
Play with Jesus, not me. Don't come over here with that.
Yeah.
I think I would have a better situation where people are like, okay, can you give me financial education to understand what I need to do? Can you help me look at my credit and see how I can get some stuff taken off? Or what are you doing? Like, I'll quickly tell you, me and Dave Ramsey, I got the book. My uncle gifted it to us several years ago to kind of figure out how to get some our financial knowledge on point. Go get the Dave Ramsey book. If you need me to help you go over some pointers through it, If you don't want to read the whole thing, I can break down the seven main parts of the book for you. But don't be, I think that just really bothers me when people do that, especially like when I was in the military, people just thought I was rich. You can go Google what I make. I don't make no money. I don't make no money.
I know you got it. You in the military. You can afford it.
Like, what are you talking about? You think I'm rich because I'm in the military? Like, you probably make
money. They start calling out your, look, they start calling out your rank and everything, depending on what arm of the services you in. You a G-22. You a E-33. You make $20,000 a year on top of what you already make. No, 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 no. You looking in the wrong book.
But yeah, don't count other people. I don't care how rich you think a person is. Don't tell people what they should be doing with their money. Because like you said earlier, there's sacrifices that people have to put in to get where they go. Like if you see me posted up in Mexico, you don't know how hard I had to save to go on that trip. Like what sacrifices, how many times I had to tell my girls, no, I'm not going to go hang out because I got to put these coins to the side to go to Mexico.
Or how many kilos you had to like get across the border. That's a joke. Anybody watching? No, she did not. Don't start that BS.
Look, I do not play when I go to Mexico. I be on my P's and Q's. And I stay close to my Mexicans. Yeah. I'm with him.
Look, I came here with my own. I came here with my own. I don't need y'all's.
And don't so try to keep him because he's coming back with me.
No, this one mine. This one mine. I came here with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, definitely, man. That's one of the things, man. Ooh, that was nosy and pocket watching all at the same time. Like that's the whole thing. Got the whole shit, boing boing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got one for me, Q?
Dang, I probably would have had a good one. I would say people just going on the nosy thing, kind of like people who ask inappropriate questions. Like if, for instance, when I was out for a while and then I went back to work and this girl just out of the blue calls me on Messenger and just asks me, why was I out of work? Like, girl, I don't even know you. What are you even talking about? Like, are we friends? We are co-workers. A co-worker that I don't even really talk like that. Why are you asking me my business? You all up in my HIPAA?
Listen, if you asking me, then that means we ain't friends. It's as real as that.
That part.
If you asking me, that means we ain't friends. Because either I've already told you or I've alluded to you that I do not want to discuss it. As a friend, you need to respect that boundary. Go watch our episode about boundaries.
Yes.
But that means that we are not friends because there's no need to discuss it. Like when you was out, this is the God honest truth. When you was out, I didn't know why. The main thing that mattered to me the most was, are you okay? Mm-hmm. That's it. You okay? You good? It ain't no cancer. Or nothing like that, then that's fine. That's all I need to know. All right. Well, I'll just make up my own assumptions. She went to go get a booty done. Yeah. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? As long as I know you are all right, I can make a million and one jokes about everything, you know? But the moment that if I knew for certain that it was something serious, like serious, No. And really at the end of the day, like I get where you coming from because just recently, you know, I've been sick a lot lately, mm-hmm. With these colds and stuff, but that's because I got a 3-year-old. So mm-hmm. If anybody got a kid that's in daycare, they can fully understand. Yeah. And daddy loved the baby and the baby loved daddy and she called daddy. Oh, daddy. Oh, daddy, give me a kiss. So I catch everything from him. Okay. That's the guy. Like, the only thing I didn't catch was the pink eye. She okay. had it. That's the only thing. I was like, oh, hell no. Get your ass away from me. No. I love you. No. But everything else, I basically caught. And somebody had the nerve to say, well, why didn't you tell me you were sick? I didn't know you was going to come here, mm-hmm. take care of me.
Yeah.
Put cold towels on my forehead. Give me any medication. Mm-hmm. Make sure that I ate. Mm-hmm. Make sure that I, you know, got up to go use the bathroom when I was exhausted from fevers and all mm-hmm. this stuff. I didn't know you was going to do all that. Mm-hmm. But it's good to know next time. I'll call you and let you know that next time.
Yeah.
And see, they don't like when I do stuff like that, because then they're like, oh, you trying to be funny? No. There's no need for me to let you know that I'm sick then.
Right.
Because it serves you no purpose. Mm-hmm. My wife knows I'm sick.
Yeah.
Because she's the person that's got to deal with me.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
So, yeah, I definitely feel where you're coming from on that one. It was one more I had inside my head, too. This is one more person that I had inside my head. Oh, man. I put so much energy into these other people and forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yes. And last but not least on my list is the woe is me person. I cannot stand a woe is me person.
It's like, oh my God, what the F is wrong with you now, MF-er? Sat down.
You better go sit your crybaby ass in the back seat. Go sit your crybaby ass.
Or this person.
Listen. Oh. And just bad stuff just keeps on happening to me. And just every time I turn around, you know, nobody loves me. Nobody cares. And then you need to go find you some new people.
Thank you.
Go find you some new people, especially the person that you're talking to. Go find you a new person to go talk to, because I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Because if you really, really went through anything in your life, you know, rough times don't last for long. So while you sitting around here going, woe is me, you actually causing yourself to linger in it longer. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I think my built-in forgetters are very swift. They come in, they be like, oh, that shit happened. Well, you know. But I've come across so many people that say, oh,
for me, it's when
now?
People who cause their own chaos and they're constantly just like, if you just stop and just look, like the psalm says, it's you. Look in the mirror, it's you. If you are at the intersection of all your problems, take a hard look at you. Because if everywhere you go, you have the same problems, maybe it's not the people. It's you. It's you.
It's you, boo-boo. It is you. Murphy, it's you.
Yeah, Murphy, I mean, I've had to cut you. Some folks loose that refused to see where they were just an issue. Like, don't call me, like, every time I go to answer your call, you just dump. And it's always negative. And no matter how much positivity I try to bring to the conversation, you still find the negative. Like, all your conversation is negative, 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 negative. Why are you calling me then?
Trying to drag me down. You know, the old saying, misery loves company. Like, come on. Like, why are you calling me? Look, if I call you, right, to tell you congratulations about something good happening in your life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear about how much your life is falling apart on the other end. I'm calling you just to tell you congratulations.
Yeah.
And me, my dumb ass. Here I go. Oh yeah, that happened. Okay. Well, let me get back to because Carson was showing me something. I don't know. You know how 3-year-olds are. They don't talk too well. Let me get off this phone. I'll call you right back. That phone call would be like 3-4 months later.
Yeah.
Unless they call first, they'd be like, I thought you was going to call me right back. It's been 2 weeks. Oh, yeah? Damn.
And well, before,
hold on, because I
was going to say, before you negative people come in the comments, well, you're trying to say, we're not talking about just normal venting. We're talking about people who are consistently mm-hmm. at the root of their own issues, who do not see themselves as problems. We're talking about those types of folks who never can see the light at the end of the tunnel, who are always mm-mm. negative and always creating their own chaos and can never own up to their part in the problems they create. We're talking about those folks.
Yeah, we're talking about the people that even if they had $1 million, they'd be complaining, talking about more money, more problems.
Yeah. Those people.
I'm sad because I can't go nowhere because I'm a millionaire now.
Yeah. You know, you can never be happy. Like, I don't want to be around those folks because I can tell you right now, I've been in situations where I've had no money, but I've still found a reason to be happy. Because happiness, you have to choose that. You have to wake up and choose.
It's a choice. So. Exactly. People be like, how in the hell are you so happy at 1-2 o'clock in the morning? I'm happy. I am who I am. Mm-hmm. I can't change who I am. I wake up like this.
Right.
I don't wake up ready to cuss the world out. Oh, I woke up like this. It's pretty good too, you know, pretty good waking up like this. But yeah, I just choose not to just be nagging about stuff. Yesterday's problems is yesterday's problems. Today's problems, they come. Oh, well. But they'll be yesterday's problems again. So right. I don't look back and say, oh, well, yesterday this failed and this failed. So I'm just going to be down in the dumps. And everybody who speaks to me and says hi to me, I'm just going to be grumpy and mad at them for no reason. And then I'm going to get on my cell phone in the middle of a crowd and just yell out, wah, 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 and be mad at everybody because, you know, they stand around looking at me while I'm on the cell phone.
Yeah.
No. You choose to let people pull you down. I don't choose that. So don't come to me with your negative Nancy ass. Trying to pull on my coattails and drain my happiness. Because I'm going to tell you in a minute, I got to go. I got to get off this phone. Yeah, man. I got stuff to do.
I'd be like, I got to go mop the ocean. You know, I got to go cut the grass with some scissors or some shit.
I got to go shave my nose.
Right. Anything but this conversation.
Anything but this conversation. Yeah. And the last person that I despise is a person that's not subscribed to this podcast. So go ahead and subscribe, like, share, and subscribe because we be having fun, in-depth conversations like this all the time. And if nobody told you today if nobody told you today that they love you, guess who does? We do. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and be happy. Go ahead and smile because that's not you. That's not you. That frown is not you. That make you old and ugly. And trust me, we 108 years old together. So
I'm coming up on my 155th birthday tomorrow because I'm happy. Look at me. Look at me.
I'm so happy. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
But smile. Boy. Look. Happiness.
I'm telling you.
I mean, just pick a time of day and just smile, laugh, and just be happy. It's good for your heart.
Laugh. Good for your heart, good for your face. Just good for you all the way around.
Yep.
Got a little itchy. I'm trying to keep myself from sneezing. It's good for your achoo! You know, it's good for your skin too. You know, smiling is actually good for your skin. It exercises the elasticity in your face. You know what I'm saying? Now, do you believe that we 108 together? Do you believe? No. Okay. Well, we'll see y'all next week. So peace out. And remember, do what I tell you. Smile. Yes, support group.